Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela, Aparan Leela, Afternoon Pastimes Continued. Part B. Lord Gauranga tours Nadia, Navadweep. Gadadhar reminds Lord Gauranga that at his home, Shachimata is waiting with many edibles for his pleasure, waiting for his return. Ornamented on either side by Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar, and followed by blissful devotees, Lord Gauranga makes his way home on the footpath to Nadia, and so doing, pleases all the townspeople along the way with his enchanting beauty, Sundararupam. Appearing like the trunks of elephants, Gauranga's knee-length arms swing back and forth as he walks. Gaurahari's wavy locks, swinging like a swarm of bumblebees, are so lovely that they mesmerize the entire universe. And these wavy locks are tied with the shyness of all the young girls. Fixing the arrow flowers of his restless eyes upon the bow of his eyebrows, Pushpabana, Lord Gaurarai, instantly pierces the hearts of the women folk by his mere glances. The smile of Gaurachandra's moon-like face emanates rays of sweet ambrosia, which makes the chakora birds of the women's hearts greedily fly up to taste the nectar of his face. Gaurahari's powerful neck and waist conquer that of a lion. Pearl necklaces and jasmine garlands sway on his broad chest, and Malayan sandalwood paste adorns his limbs. These enrapturing features of Lord Gaurasundara vanquish the legend of the chaste girl's dharma. Mahaprabhu sits on the bank of the Ganga. After wandering about the town of Nadia for a while, Lord Gauranga Sundar sits on a bathing ghat beside the Ganga. He captivates everyone with his charming, smiling face as he jokes and talks with his associates. The water pots slip off the women's heads and crash upon the ground. Sri Shachinandan in Navadweep is just like Sri Nandakumar, sporting with his gopa friends on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna Chandra has now taken his cowherd friends and descended in Navadweep to enjoy numerous pranks on the bank of the Ganga in the form of Gauranga. Glancing toward the thousands of vipras, bhattacharyas, and their students, Sriman Mahaprabhu sits there and expounds his own commentaries. In the company of the devotees, Sri Sachinandan offers obeisances to the Ganga and then proceeds home during the time the cowherd boys are herding their cows into Nadia. Seeing the cows and the cowherd boys coming into Nadia brings great delight to Mahaprabhu's heart as he remembers Braj Goshta, Uttara Goshta Leela of Krishna Balaram And with a choked voice, he calls out the names of Krishna's cows. Oh, Davali! Oh, Hastini! Oh, Gange! Jamuna Saraswati! Oh, Champi! Hamshi! Lord Gaura returns to his home, and the devotees return to theirs. Overpowered with motherly affection, Mother Shachi wipes Gauranga's limbs with her own cloth. This is just like Mother Yashoda lovingly pampering her Gopal. Thus ends the Aparan Leela of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu from 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m. Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Hari Gaura Hari.